Books on Tape presents Better to Rest by Dana Stabenow, read by Marguerite Gavin. Thanksgiving, 1941. Turkey and stuffing in the mess. It was awful. Cook runs a laundry in Memphis, Tennessee, in civilian life. He says he told them that when he signed up and doesn't know how he got assigned to be a cook. Typical army situation, normal all fucked up. It never gets this cold in Birmingham. Aren't any hangars, so the mechanics are working on the aircraft right out in the snow. There aren't any quarters, either. Just tents, and they've got these heaters like big Bunsen burners that keep catching the tents on fire. I've only been here 2 weeks, and in that time, 3 tents have burnt down. A guy on one of the other crews got burnt pretty bad, and everybody's scared of the tents and the heaters, but there's nowheres else to go. We're all glad to get in the air. It's cold in the cockpit of a Goonie Bird, but it ain't as cold as it is on the ground. I got a letter from Helen. She's pregnant. We were so careful, I don't know what happened. I don't know what I'm going to do. My pay isn't enough to pay for a kid. I could get promoted pretty soon, though, if Ripke doesn't get his kilt first. That would mean more pay, not much, but some. I got to figure out a way to get more money home. I joined up so I could provide for us, and they sent me to Alaska. I still can't believe it. I better hide this log. I don't want anybody else reading it. But I have to tell someone what I'm thinking, even if it's only my own self, and I can't write the truth to Helen because of the censors. I'll keep it in my flight suit. I never take it off. It's too cold.
1. I'm a vampire.
Of course you are, Diana Prince said.
I suck blood.
Of course you do. The young woman sitting on the other side of Diana Prince's desk was thin to the point of emaciation, with sharp cheekbones.